Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's May 9th, 2017, and I am your substitute host, Antoine, here with my substitute co-host, B-Steve. How are you doing?
Very good. Good evening, Antoine.
Good evening to you, too. So, short and concise week? Concise week, I think?
Yeah. Well, kind of normal. I mean, 12 items is in the norm for the news, I think.
We're down to 11.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that's not too bad.
Yeah. We'll see how short or how long it is at the end. So yes. Let's jump right in. First of our non-crowdfunding related items, from Game Workshop, we have some new releases for the Caradhran Overlords.
Yeah, we have Flying Squats. Dwarves.
Yeah, some new Flying Dwarves for Age of Sigmar.
And they're the kind of jump infantry, if you want, with the big balloon on their back and carrying spears and charging. You have either like... well, actually, it's one box that makes...
Some are the Sky Wardens with the giant spears, and the other are the Endring Riggers with more shooting weapons.
With guns.
Yeah. I like the look of them with the... I find it strange that giant brass balloons are what makes them fly, but there's some special dwarf magic in there.
Probably it's not helium in those balloons.
No, probably
to make
not
them
just
fly.
Helium.
And also we have two characters as well, 2-foot characters released as well this week. One is carrying a giant shooting weapon that almost looks like a vacuum. With the bag on his back, but that's not it for sure. And the other one is carrying a giant two-ended steam hammer. I prefer the one with the hammer. You're not too sure?
Nah, I think I prefer the one with the two guns. But I think they're both cool.
Yeah. Well, the entire line looks good. There are some hit and miss, but generally, this is a really nice release for Age of Sigmar. Next item on the list is from Black Gates Miniature, and actually, it's their online store that's opening now. So you can now. Whoop, sorry. Go ahead.
Black Gate Miniature have run a Kickstarter for 10mm ogres for War Master and other fantasy games. I have some of those models. I got my pledge. They look really nice, and they are the first batch. So everything that was in the original Kickstarter is now available on their website. And they will run a new one for characters and the guy on mammoths for next.
And are the one on the Kickstarter painted by you, on the web online store painted by you or not?
No, I painted some.
But they were for the Kickstarter, the ones you
they
painted?
They were not for the Kickstarter, they were just promo.
Oh, okay.
The ones on the website are full units, while what I painted are three guys from three different units. So it's not usable as full units for promos. That's probably why you didn't include them. Next, we have by Red Republic Game, Laika for Arenarex. So, once again, a fantastic mini for that game. She looks so good.
Yeah, the
and
net.
And she played for your gang. Ah.
Oh, really? I didn't... Oh, yeah, she does. She's carrying a trident and with a net. The net is really like wrapping all around her. It's a gorgeous mini, but honestly, I haven't seen an ugly mini from them so far.
Not really. I must say, there in the rules, you can have 25% of your gang not coming from your faction if you want a faction bonus. I think I found the character that will fill that 25%. We need to play it before.
We should. Actually, I didn't touch my model yet, so I'm less advanced than you guys are. But I'm fearing painting those because they are small and brittle and all sorts of details. But I'll do my best, man.
Yeah. Less advanced is not a big step. I cleaned and partially assembled one. So well, you're not that far behind.
Well, mine are still in the box, so you're way further ahead than than me.
Let's agree to disagree on that wording.
And on that, let's jump on our next item on the list, Antoine.
Yes. So that one should be you.
Oh, okay. I'll do it. No problem. It's from Urban Mats. It's a 2D urban terrain. So it's...
Okay, actually, I'll jump in.
No, but it's 2D...
This was done with Guerrilla Games. Is it Guerrilla Games? The Ash Barker YouTube channel. Guerrilla Miniatures. So it's a set of terrain tiles for like you would have under buildings to go with a asphalt mat. So you have like city blocks and stuff like that, but you don't have the buildings on them. And that way you can create your urban setting and have all the roads and stuff like that using a base mat that's just asphalt and add those terrain zones like city parking zones lot. On them.
And there's a parking lot as well.
Yep. I like the idea. I'm not the biggest proponent of 2D terrain, but those represent flat surfaces anyway, so that's the best use of it, I think. Next, by HQ Resin, we have some new vehicle terrain set or terrain kits. So, police car, destroyed car, pickup. All of those come with small accessories, terrain, like the cone orange. Orange construction cones, road wall sections, extra tires, fire hydrants, and stuff like that.
Well, the pickup come with... case of cola or beers and
probably beers.
Yeah, probably beers with a pickup and a shotgun
for the shotgun rack.
Yeah, and also there's a altar with a person being sacrificed with a couple of stands with lots of candle and of course
that's not interesting like the cars are. It's harder finding like ride scale miniatures for games. Yeah, so at the time, they're either smaller or a lot bigger, and they don't fit well. So those would be perfect for Pulp City, Batman, and other games like that.
Yeah, or Infinity, but they're not that futuristic. But yeah, mostly for Batman, or as you said, Pulp City would fit really good. Yeah. Especially the Smash one. One of your baboon could have smashed a car, for sure.
Or thrown it at somebody.
Exactly. Next item is from Warlords Game, and we have the Tess of Honor, which is on pre-order.
Yeah, so Tess of Honor is their new samurai/ Japanese inspired game. So it's a skirmish war game for 5 to 20 models. So the rules are on pre-order, and the new models box too.
This is bad radio. I'm looking at the model as we speak.
The rules are available in PDF for free. It just if you want the printed version that you have to pay. Or, in fact, they might be included in the box. I think they only have the PDF. Yeah. They have some specific dice and cards for the game, too, with the special dice with the symbols on them. And they also have a really nice terrain.
And also
that were done with by Sarissa Precision.
You can get the rules in French, English, or Italian.
Yes.
Yeah, but the scenery is really good.
Those we already mentioned in previous shows when Sarissa released them, but they are now available with Test of Honor. From Warlord instead of just from Sarissa. That's good. Last in our standard release, we have... It's not really a release. It's a new item. the from War Curator Studio, the exchange program for the Wild West Exodus 2nd edition is now available. So you'll have the link in the show notes or on our website. But what you have there is explains how you can exchange your current first edition book for the new one for free. So, Paul, Guillaume, exchange that book quick.
And then it's up to the Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. So the first up on the list is from Scale 75. We have the Naughty Gears Kickstarter. So it's a line of Steampunk Bay Bust, I guess. Is it Bust?
Yeah, yeah. They're all Bust.
Bust.
Yeah, Bust. I think there are five or six, something like that, originally. Pretty big scale. They're nice, like the Scale 75 stuff usually do. They're more almost pinups. They're all female, so depending steampunk. On if you like that style or not, they all have some kind of steampunk vibe, or most of them have.
Yeah.
And so the Kickstarter is doing well. They are almost at 4 times their goal, and they still have just under 2 weeks left to go. It will fund on May 22nd. Next, by Aradia Miniatures, we have the Divine Comedy, Dante's Inferno. So this is a series of collectible miniature, high quality, based on the Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri and his journey in hell in the other world. So those are all like a display piece featuring either characters or scenes in the story. They look good.
Yeah, this is way over my skill level of painting, but they are really awesome. I mean, the display, like, they're so good looking.
Yeah, I like my favorite one is Sharon fighting the creatures from the Nyx. I think is the name of the river. Yeah.
Yeah, that one is. It's really awesome.
So, how is this doing? So, okay. I was wondering what the type of currency was. So those are Swiss francs. They were aiming for 5,000, and they are over 4 times that at almost 22,000 Swiss francs. So it's going well. They have a bit over 2 weeks left to go, and they will fund on May 25th. By Titan Zero's Industry LLC, we have Ictus Tabletop Wargame Attacked on Boston expansion model. So this is the first expansion for Ictus, the tabletop warfare game. We have 15 new miniatures split between, I think that's 3 factions.
Yeah.
3, either update or adding stuff for the 3 factions. We have the British American Colonies, the LOD, wow, that name is Snackrefice. Not sure. And the UAT Polarize. Those last ones look like sci-fi Western guys, sci-fi cowboys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the Snackrefice are either cultists with creatures or stuff like that. Big kind conversions.
Possessed people, something like that.
And the British Americans look like British soldiers with some automaton and a small light walker. I like the look of it. So those come with the 5 miniature each, the cards, the bases, and the rules and reference sheet you need for that expansion. The price are pretty good. You get a box for about $40. So including the rules and the minis for it, it's a pretty good price. Their goal is really low. I've at $578. Right now they are at $315, And they still have 3 weeks left to go, so it should fun until then, hopefully. And if it funds, it will do so on May 31st.
And last item on the list for this week, we have from Westphalia Publishing, Strong Swords.
Strong Sword is a fantasy skirmish war game with kobolds, mercenary, pit beasts, and more.
And more.
So, Westphalia do all kind of cool miniature. If I remember correctly, they did the Alfling army.
Oh, okay.
So this one is a rules and campaign and the 28mm resin minis that goes with them. So it's a skirmish game. This is not their first Kickstarter. It's their 7th one, so they know how to do. The book is soft cover but full color, so it's pretty cool. And all kinds of illustration, and with they have pledge level for different factions, either the kobolds, some of the humans, a 2-player starter, and a big. There's a big pledge for the tough tribes, which is like something like 45 miniatures.
Oh, and also the kobold, they have a big centipede on their side.
Yeah, it comes in that box. So. And you have a bunch of add-ons, either getting individual miniatures or stuff that's unlocked, characters. So, lots of stuff. The project had a goal of 3,000 British pound. It's over twice that now. It's a short Kickstarter. It has only 6 days left to go at time of recording. So even less than that when we release. It will be funding on May 15th, so be quick and go take a look if it might interest you. And that was the last of our projects, so thanks a lot, Steve, for helping me.
Yeah, no problem at all. Anytime I can help, I'll be there.
Yeah, so now we'll just have to see how long it takes for sick Paul to edit the show now.
Yeah, well, at least there was no sniffle if it was him who had recorded the show. So editing should be not that bad.
Yeah, for sure. Less editing time. Yeah. We just don't know when he'll be able to do it. Well, thanks a lot and see you next time.
Take care.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine, at Eltonio Berg, Steve, at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com where you will find Indie Conquest, a blog helping indie board game designers succeed, providing useful resources from designing games, utilizing Kickstarter, and finally manufacturing and distributing your games. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.